Chapter 3. Our thoughts are dissipated in many directions. And in order to cultivate and develop their power, they have to be focused to a single point. With purity, concentration, and meditation, thoughts can develop tremendous mental power and strong will. Only a calm, serene, cheerful, and pure mind with faith and devotion can concentrate and meditate. Higher and spiritual thoughts, sustained by persistent meditation, can intuitively tap or ignite our latent soul, and we can partake and enjoy peace, joy, bliss, and love of the divine realm. There is no physical or mental limitation of time and space in the process of spiritual working. The spirit transcends all limitations and pervades and engulfs the universe at a lightning speed. For the development of power and pure, sublime thoughts, for the development of power of pure and sublime thoughts, it is essential to resist and avoid all lower obnoxious thoughts and impulses of worry, fear, anger, envy, sensuality, etc., which disturb and distract the mind. These obnoxious thoughts are the root cause of all our worries and mental tensions. Impure, negative thoughts should not be entertained. They gain strength by repetition. They should be nipped in the bud by ignoring and avoiding them as soon as they appear. Even unimportant, useless, and irrelevant thoughts should be avoided, as they rob us of our peace of mind and contribute towards mental tension. They should not be allowed to take roots. They should be replaced by kind, loving, devotional, and inspiring thoughts and memories. So obnoxious thoughts should be replaced by kind, loving, devotional, and inspiring thoughts and memories. Mind assumes a teeming variety of modifications. Mere understanding of the illusoriness of such modifications will not help. You have to develop the power to negate them. Let the modifications arise, but do not get yourself involved in them. In the beginning, controlling the thoughts of passion appears formidable and impossible. Never try to suppress your thoughts. Suppressed thoughts are more dangerous. They get stored in the subconscious mind in the form of seeds. Whenever the conscious control is weakened, they manifest themselves with a bang. Therefore, the negative desires should be substituted with positive ones or sublimated by analytical reasoning and non-cooperation with them. Therefore, the negative desires should be substituted with positive ones or sublimated by analytical reasoning and non-cooperation with them. Light dispels darkness. Likewise, every higher sublime thought is a ray of light which clears the dark clouds of evil thoughts. Feelings and motives behind our thoughts and actions are very important and decisive. They should be pure, sublime, and constructive. Lower, impure feelings and impulses are to be avoided, repelled, transmuted, or changed, sublimated, or diverted, and spiritualized. But it is an uphill task, as our mind easily flows into the old grooves of lower vicious thoughts. By its very nature, the mind always goes for material things and worldly pleasures, and is never contented. Although it recognizes the consequences of all its doings, yet it cannot resist the temptations. Conquest of the mind is more difficult than the conquest of the world. Conquest of the mind is more difficult than the conquest of the world. The only way it can be tamed and subdued is by a superior, higher, and nobler love than the love for worldly allurements or fascinations. This superior love is in the taste of Naam or Shabad, the wordless word, realized through meditation in the sublime company of word-personified enlightened masters. This love is so sweet, transcendent, and captivating that mind automatically loses its wavering nature and is made completely calm. Otherwise a bad master, it then becomes an excellent service. So the mind, otherwise a bad master, becomes an excellent service, an excellent servant. Regular spiritual meditation is the fire in which the obnoxious thoughts and impulses can be burnt, and is the quickest and best way of cultivating mental peace and poise, and of preventing mental tension, which is the real killer of self. In the process of weaning the mind away from vicious thoughts of external objects and fixing it on divinity, Simran, repetition of God's name, is very effective. Meditation is a dynamic spiritual force to antidote and counteract the negative vicious thoughts of hatred, lust, anger, greed, and pride, and to substitute them with positive and virtuous thoughts of humility, purity, kindness, and love. When meditation becomes regular and devotional, our mind becomes more potent and strong to resist the temptation of lower, destructive, vicious thoughts. When meditation becomes regular and devotional, our mind becomes more potent and strong to resist the temptation of lower, destructive, vicious thoughts. Gradually and imperceptibly, the spiritual effect of meditation will transform and sublimate our thoughts, which will spontaneously reflect on our countenance, environment, dealings, habits, character, and fate. Thus, new, nobler, and spiritual grooves and avenues will be formed in our mind, which will slowly but surely prepare us for the attainment of Godhead, that is, consciousness of divine existence, divine love, happiness, and bliss. God resides in our hearts, and the only way to worship Him is by cultivating sublime thoughts and meditating on His name. With regular practice of meditation, thought waves subside, and in that perfect stillness of mind, the self-effulgent soul shines forth.